This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm ordering a civilian evacuation for the last Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern Ukrainian port of Mariupol. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As the bombs rain down on Mariupol, a couple and their child sit around a table outside having lunch. Speaking to AP journalists, the father looks up and says, "Life cannot be stopped, right?" Meanwhile, holed up in the Avostal steel plant, up to 1,000 civilians are living below the ground, trapped and unable to leave. Possibly thousands more Ukrainian soldiers are also stuck in the plant, and at least 600 people are injured. One soldier, lying on a stretcher, recounts his injuries. Small piece of foot gone, two fingers are missing, deep wounds in the legs, lacerations on the shoulder, on the arm. He also explains that the resources are low. We're too long in the blockade, encircled. We're on our own supply, and they're depleting. Yulia Fedusyuk, the wife of Azov regiment fighter Arseniy Fedusyuk, pleads for his safe evacuation.
We are hoping that we can rescue the soldiers too.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's foreign minister says Western sanctions and arms shipments are impeding peace talks. Sergei Lavrov told the Saudi-owned Al Arabiya television there was no need for anyone to help provide help to open up humanitarian corridors out of Ukraine's besieged cities. He said Russia appreciates the intention of the United Nations to be helpful, and said Moscow has explained the process for the UN to monitor the creation of humanitarian corridors. He also accused the West of being, in his words, Russia-phobic, and he complained that his country is always under sanctions by the West. You can follow all the news out of Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The British Foreign Office said Sunday that Russia is using a troll factory to spread disinformation about the war in Ukraine on social media. Britain cited UK-funded expert research, which it did not publish. It said the research exposed how the Kremlin's disinformation campaign was designed to manipulate international public opinion of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russia says the Western media have provided an excessively partial narrative of the war that largely ignores Moscow's concerns about the enlargement of NATO and what it says is the persecution of Russian speakers in Ukraine. Ukraine says that's not true. Moscow has denied past accusations by Western countries of disinformation campaigns. Sudanese security forces fired tear gas at crowds who gathered in Khartoum on Saturday to rally against military rule and mark the third anniversary of the killing of scores of protesters. The crowds blocked a major road junction in the capital and laid out food to break their Ramadan fast, but Reuters reported that just before sundown, officers began breaking up the rally and chased demonstrators into side streets. Postings on social media said people also gathered in the cities of Madani, Kosti, and El Obeid, carrying posters with faces of some of the young men killed in 2019. Protests and unrest have continued to rock Sudan since months of mass demonstrations culminated in the overthrow of former President Omar al-Bashir in April of 2019. The Financial Times is reporting that the United States has held high-level talks with the UK for the first time over how they can cooperate more closely to reduce the chances of war with China over Taiwan. The talks involving White House Indo-Pacific Coordinator Kurt Campbell and the top National Security Council China official Laura Rosenberger, as well as UK representatives, explored contingency plans. The newspaper says the talks took place in early March and cited people familiar with the situation. Nepal has banned imports of cars, alcohol, and other luxury goods to conserve foreign exchange reserves. The move comes as spiraling food and fuel prices stemming from the war in Ukraine strain on an economy already battered by the COVID-19 pandemic. And Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya, the head of Guinea's military junta, said on Saturday he had opted for a 39-month transitional period before a return to civilian rule. He said he would put that proposal to Parliament. Recapping our top story, the United Nations has been working on brokering civilian evacuation for Mariupol. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.